This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Another moment or two or three or four or five or six or seven or eight or nine or ten moments spent thinking about that which is the most unusual part of life, and that is the stuff that we can't seem to explain. That's what your hidden power is all about. Join me for the next hour as we talk about lots of different things with the people who are in the know and certainly on the go when it comes to stimulating our minds to go beyond what we know with the five normal senses. Doug Steffen presents Carrie Kennan now, who is here to talk about consciousness because she's a coach. She is an author, founder of CommandMiracles.com. So you can go to that website. All about miracles. I said to you before we started talking on the air that we certainly need miracles. I could put it to music. We need a little Christmas. We need a little miracle. We need a lot of them. What brings miracles around to happening? How does a miracle come to be, Carrie?
You know, Doug, we all have this potential within us. And we hear through science and things like that, that we're all connected, that it's all one, and we influence each other, but we don't live from that particular perspective. But when we broaden our perspective to recognize that I am life, and I can't separate myself from life or from the experience, we start to realize that the consciousness that lives through us lives through everything. And when we identify with that, we can call in whatever we want.
Okay, so let's talk about that at the very basic core level. That is the bacteria, the germs, the things that inhabit the planet that are not part of us and not part of our DNA. But how do you know, how does that fit into, if all living beings fit into this, how do they fit into this?
So from my perspective and what I've learned and what I've taught is that everything, every thought, every idea, every potentiality is consciousness. And consciousness lives in our body. So every cell in our body has consciousness. And when we think that this thing is not me, so this bacteria is not me, you may not perceive that it's you from that personal perspective, but from the broader perspective of understanding that life is living through you, it 100% is you. And when we recognize, or when we can, not even recognize, just acknowledge that and speak from that perspective, we access a power that we perhaps never even realized that we had. And then when we're comfortable with it, we can actually wield it. So we can ask that, you know, we can command, really, not demand, but we can command things in our life, and we find that things just kind of land in our lap because we're commanding from that place of authority within ourselves.
All right, let's come up with an example of that, perhaps even from your life. What
okay.
is there that we can say to people, okay, here's an example, this is what we're really talking about.
Yes, yes. So, you know, like everybody who's kind of on the spiritual path, you know, we're all given our, you know, trials and tribulations. And I had gone through, you know, multiple custody battles, and I was at a low point at one point. And I was struggling financially. I wanted more money in my life. And I decided to sit down and just figure out what I really wanted. And I discovered that I had a negative relationship with men and control and money and things like that. So it was like mm-hmm. this mucky, ucky thing. And right. I saw
a lot of people have it. A lot of people have that.
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
Seriously. They do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I saw the pattern, and I was like, oh, I see this. I want it gone. And then within a few minutes, so I put in a prayer to Silent Unity, because Unity is kind of where my background. And within 5 minutes, I came across a recording, which is very similar to what I do now. And in this recording, it was sort of commanding, or, you know, that my fears of money went away, and then it was replaced with peace. In that moment, I realized that whatever custody payments I was getting from my ex-husband were going away. And I had a client who was also, I was dealing with this control dynamic. And I wanted that gone too. So I fired my client. So I found myself where I was instantly receiving 95% less income a month than I had, you know, like the moments before. Yeah. And I just sat on my couch and I was like, okay, I was in this state of complete peace and serenity after listening to that prayer. And for 2 weeks, I asked, what can I do to facilitate positive change from this place of peace and serenity? And I just got, just wait. And then after 2 weeks of waiting and asking, I was doing a podcast, and it was called World Awakened Talk Radio, which is no longer, you know, accessible. But this guest that I had, I had asked him to be my guest because I had done some audio editing for my last remaining client. And he asked me, he said, how many people do you know like that other person who you do the audio editing for? And I said, I don't know, hundreds, those are my people. And he said, if you can get me interviews with people like that, I will pay you $500 a pop. So since those were my people, I was like, how many do you want? And he said, as many as you can get. So I went from making like $250 to $300 a month by doing just this audio editing to $20,000 a month just by accessing that aspect of the universe and accessing that aspect of myself. And we all have it. And
did you know at the time, were you conscious of what you were doing? I mean, really conscious of what you were doing?
At the time, I didn't, but that was my key. That was where I learned that it was a possibility. And then after that, I started to develop that on my own because the woman who I heard it from said, oh, I'm the only one that can do it. Nobody else can do it, which I knew was not true.
Nonsense. Yeah, right.
And then I decided to develop it for myself. And then I used guinea pigs, and all of these miraculous things started happening in people's lives when I would command on their behalf. And that's what I do now. I command on people's behalf, and I also teach people how to do it themselves. Because I've spent since 1998 trying to figure out how to harness the power of consciousness. And we have to unlearn and then relearn who we really are.
Mm-hmm. Kind of the drive-through approach. That's what it sounds like anyway. All right. Carrie Cannon is here with us. We're talking about consciousness, her website, commandmiracles.com. I think it's not a command in a sense, but it is, okay, you can command in your own life. And I think there are a lot of people that confuse that or confuse some of this philosophy with religion. Let's talk about that as we continue here on the Your Hidden Power program for this week. Get the breakdown of our conversations by listening to the podcast, the broadcast at yourhiddenpowershow.com. The most recent conversation that we have in podcast form is with a happiness expert named Marcy Shimoff. And we get into, obviously, we all want to be happy, right? We want to be successful. We want to be empowered. We want to have unconditional love. Hey, if we could find that, we'd have a perfect world. Well, she's done a lot of work in this area and has some keys to perhaps help you create in your life at least some of this, of the connections. So you want to check that out? It's all part of me trying to get to you and your life with more power, hidden power, at yourhiddenpowershow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Here's a thought about our noses, what we're all going through this winter time. The air is dry. You probably have dry heat in your home. And if you're in areas where the climb is cold, you're in the house more than you're out. So you have a lot of dangerous germs, whether you know it or not. And I'm not here to scare you. I just want to tell you that there are allergens and all kinds of things, viruses, and that mucus that gets dried up in your nose. So in order, it's not the most romantic thing, but it really does get to the heart of the matter, and that is cleaning your nose. You know what it feels like to have that clean nose feeling. It's great. There's some kind of little liberating, as a matter of fact. And the Navage nasal care system does it all. It's the most interesting all-natural relief you can get from all these things I'm talking about. Sinus congestion, your mouth and your nose all filled with germs and viruses. Who knows what's up there? Clean it out without using any drugs. The Navage Nose Cleanser comes with salt pods and nose pillows and all kinds of stuff. It's a great system. So you want to make good on your promise to be healthier this year. Here's how you start. get healthy by cleaning your nose and your, you know, most of the bad stuff comes in your body through your nose or your eyes, sometimes through your mouth. But the Navage system is approved by the U.S. the Food and Drug Administration because it works. Nasal irrigation works. Take care of your body's air filter. This is the first line of defense. Navage Nasal Care at Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep, is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. The Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 smart bed is only $899, plus special financing and free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Those big wireless companies try to lure you in with a new phone just to lock you into a contract. Not Simple Mobile. If you have a great smartphone you love, you can get a powerful nationwide 5G network without the contract. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone's compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple. Message and data rates may apply. Visit simplemobile.com/privacy policy for privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions. Compatible 5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all areas. 5G upload speeds not yet available.
Carrie Cannon, who has a great philosophy of life. I love it when people, and you kind of, sounds like you stick to it. So let's talk about religion. You were mentioning that you were connected to, not Unitarianism, but
Unity.
Unity, that's right. I used to read all of those pamphlets and books that came out every month from Unity. Why that? What is there in that, and how does it allow you to connect? A lot of organized religions do poo-pooing when it comes to expanding one's horizons and power.
Well, I would say it's not really about unity. That's just the only reason I actually went to Unity is because I was dragged. I was not trying to go to a church anymore.
Yeah, I understand.
And actually, Unity just, you know, believes that we all, you know, we have these powers within us, and it's kind of up to us to figure it out or to find it for ourselves. But what I found is, so I used to have this marketing manager who was Egyptian, and she was a Muslim. And she helped me to bring this work about, you know, to create the website and the platform. And by working with me, she said, you know, so in the Muslim religion, if you worship anything other than Allah, it's sacrilege, you know.
Yeah.
So, but what she told me was that since this work is so broad, because I don't even say God, I say divine consciousness that lives through us. So she said that because it's so broad and so open, that it actually made her a better Muslim. Mm-hmm. And so it's not really attached to any religion, and at the foundation of all religions, they basically say the same thing. You know, when you get to the head guy, you know, like the Jesus or the Muhammad, they all basically say the same thing. And so what she said was that this really helped her to become, you know, to deepen
a better person.
Spiritual practice.
All right. Hold on to that thought for a second. Carrie Cannon is here, international best-selling author, founder of CommandMiracles.com on Your Hidden Power.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Whether class is in school, at home, or a little bit of both, school goes on.
So Staples has everything your student needs at amazing prices. From notebooks to sanitizer, pencils to lap desks.
And this week, Staples Marbleized Comp Books, One Subject Notebooks, and Elmer's School Glue are only 75 cents each.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside.
Restock for school and save big right now at Staples.
Ends 1/23/21 while supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes is back. Every time the score changes, someone wins $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends February 4th. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
With a focus on you and your well-being, Kerry Cannon is here on Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen. We're exploring how miracles happen at a time, you know, we've just been through the Christmas season. We think about miracles maybe more at this time of year, which is too bad because we ought to be thinking about miracles all the time because miracles happen every single day. I think the whole business of life is a miracle when you think about how our bodies work, how the universe works, how the planet works. And then there is that which happens that you can't explain because it's just not something you can touch. That doesn't mean it isn't there. Kind of reminds me, what is it, Miracle on 34th Street, that the reference to things when Jimmy Stewart is saying, you know, just because you can't see the fairies, that doesn't mean they're there, not there. You know, that kind of stuff. And I think that's we can't see a lot of things that influence our lives. We can't see the bugs that we inhale. We can't see the way the communication that comes through the atmosphere that makes our cell phone work. So what makes you think that there aren't other things out there that are not tangible that we can use to harness the power within us? That's kind of what your message is, isn't it?
Exactly. Yes, it is. Yeah. Absolutely, Doug.
Yeah. And we all have it. Why do some people choose to do it and others not? Then use yourself as an example, Kerry, if you want.
Well, you know, Doug, I didn't even realize that this was a possibility before it actually happened to me. Well, I mean, I guess along the way, there were little steps. So I had, you know, another point in my life where I was like a single person, wanted a best friend in my life who was a man who was really good with the money thing. So I grew up in like an upper middle class family, and then I found myself after my divorce in financial struggle. So I was like, whoa, what is this? I'm not used to this. And I realized that I needed people in my life that can help me develop that mindset. So I wanted a best friend who was either married or gay who was irresistibly magnetic to money, and I just attracted that person into my life, like, within 3 days. The first step in doing that was I had to get clear on what I really wanted, because part of me thought that I wanted a romantic partner, and then the other part of me was like, no way! And so I got clear that I wanted a best friend who was married or gay. So that was, and who I could offer him something that was equally valuable to what he was offering me. So that was significant as well. So I got that. So that was my clarity. Then I needed to release everything that was in the way. So step two is get rid of the stuff that's in the way of you believing that that can come true.
And what were those things with you?
Why would somebody who is married or gay even want to hang out with me, you know, if it wasn't some sort of a romantic partnership? And how, what would I have to offer that person? So I released those things. You know, I got rid of that. So that was step two. Step three, I had to feel it in my heart as if it had already happened. So I started basically walking around my living room and just thanking the universe for this new best friend who I offered something to him that was equally valuable to what he was offering me. And I was just thanking the universe for this camaraderie and this...
Pay it forward, it sounds like, a little bit.
Yeah,
and having that
energetically.
But thoughts are things. And I think at this point we have to cut our conversation short. But I do think that manifestation comes about, and that's part of the mantra of your message. You are able to think these things, but it's sticking with them, because we get so easily distracted by so much garbage around us. Now more than ever, all of the stuff on social media that's baloney, all the things in the news media that's baloney, and yet people are clinging to it because they need something to believe in. This may take a little more work, but it really does get you a lot farther than paying a lot of attention to the garbage that is all around us in the air, in the universe. So congratulations to you for figuring it out, Carrie. Carrie Cannon, it's CommandMiracles.com. That's the website. You can find out about her books there, how her consciousness coaching works, and why it is important for you to pay attention, because that's really what it's all about. It doesn't go anywhere if you don't pay attention. Carrie, Happy New Year to you. Thanks for being here.
You too. Thanks, Doug.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
The riots at the Capitol building gave the Democrats the ammo to launch yet another impeachment effort against President Trump. But could this backfire? I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. The Democrats recently filed articles of impeachment that likely won't even be reviewed until President Trump is out of office. In their zeal to harm Trump, the Democrats don't seem to realize that using taxpayer money to pull the nation through another impeachment fiasco is exactly the type of over-the-top response that will probably push the American public to turn on them in 2022. But, as Napoleon Bonaparte said, never interfere with your enemy when he is making a mistake. The Republicans would do well to take that advice. Learn more at LibertyNation.com, conservative news you can trust.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In the waning days of the Trump administration, sources said on Monday President Trump is likely to grant clemency to rapper Lil Wayne on Tuesday in a final series of pardons that is not expected to include lawyer Rudy Giuliani or ex-aide Steve Bannon. Trump is expected to issue more than 100 pardons. Vice President-elect Kamala Harris has formally submitted a letter of resignation for her U.S. Senate seat to Governor Gavin Newsom of California, ending her four-year term in the chamber. She said, "As I resign from the Senate, I am preparing to take the oath that will have me preside over it." End quote. Newsom has named Alex Padilla, California Secretary of State, to fill Harris's seat for the next 2 years. Japanese photography giant Canon has launched a new interactive website that gives you a chance to take pictures from space. Unveiled at CES 2021, redefinethelimits.us. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
President-elect Joe Biden, during his campaign, promised he was going to open the borders to the United States. Expecting Biden to honor his commitment, thousands of immigrants and several caravans are making their way to America. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
A caravan of migrants from Honduras has been stopped in Guatemala by police and soldiers blocking a rural highway. Several thousand people left Honduras last week heading for the U.S. southern border, only to be stopped over the weekend. Guatemalan security forces have managed to thin the crowds as some of the migrants have agreed to be transported back to Honduras. Mark Morgan, the acting head of U.S. Customs and Border Protection, says this caravan is a sign of things to come under President-elect Joe Biden's loosening of the country's immigration policy. He tells Fox News that drug and human traffickers were also listening to Biden's campaign promises regarding immigration reform.
For over a year, the Biden administration, the campaign, has been very, very clear that they're going to undo everything that President Trump did and basically open the borders. And look, the migrants, the cartels, and human smuggling organizations, they listen. And so we anticipated this. We predicted exactly what's happened. Thousands and thousands of individuals in a caravan now already broke through the Honduran-Guatemalan border, halfway through Guatemala on the way to the United States. We knew this was going to happen.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration released a statement Monday telling the caravan now is not the time. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let's go, let's really go. That's how they get an old cheer from high school. Uri Geller is here. He's always ready to go, go, go. Uri lives in Israel. I want to talk for a moment about the government over there, because you've been involved. You grew up in Israel and you lived in America and in England for a long time, but you're back and very involved in what's going on in your nation. So why is it that the government keeps having so much trouble? I don't want to spend too much time on this, but, the Knesset seems to be, it seems to be in the same kind of boil up that we have going on here in America, is it?
Well, not really, Doug. I would like to direct your attention to Israel's vaccination project. We are number one in the world. Almost everyone in Israel has been already in the right place to get the right vaccination, mm-hmm. whether it's Pfizer or Moderna.
Have so you gotten yours? Have you got both?
Yes.
You got both of yours?
I've
yeah.
I got mine. And next week, I'm going to have the second one.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, I'm in an alley here.
That's all right.
Jaffa.
Yeah.
And there are kids running around yelling.
Well, I think that having the vaccine, that's part of what you've done a number of predictions. I was looking at some of the predictions that you've made for this year, and because we're really in the throes of being in the beginning of the year, I thought I'd ask you about some of the predictions that you have with regard. I've had, I don't know why, so many conversations this week with people who are psychic or who understand the future, and they seem to, instead of being actually looking, being focused on the future, they seem to be stuck in the chaos of the present. Is that because there's so much chaos? What do you see happening to get us out of the chaos this year?
Yes, you know that chaos can inject some type of a negative energy into your consciousness. And when that happens, you can actually measure it. There are certain tools and computers that can measure the height or the way our human mind works. It emits that negative pulse. You can measure it. And right now what's happening in America is chaos. Mm-hmm. And yes, I did some predictions for the National Enquirer. And my first prediction for this year kicked in on the sixth day. If you read it.
I actually am reading them right now, as a matter of fact, all the things that you've said. So in terms of how people want hope, so the predictions, if you were to make predictions, do you have predictions for the year that give us hope? That are, you know, you feel really confident about, and that we're in, you know, getting out of the, you know, I'm concerned about the Chinese and cyber attacks and things like that. Can we do better here, or are we going to be stuck?
You know, Doug, what's happening now in the United States, which I basically predicted in my National Enquirer predictions for this year, and my very first prediction kicked in on the sixth day. With all the riots, and I basically said that there will be riots, there will be demonstrations, there will be chaos, and gun purchasing will skyrocket again into the stratosphere. People are still being able to buy weapons of different calibers, and that is really worrying. What I'd like to know, Doug, from your perspective, you're an American, you live in America. Can you sum up in one small paragraph, short paragraph, what do you think is happening and what will happen?
I think the influence of the Chinese communist government and their control of media or their control of technology, I think they, in collaboration with the Russians and to a lesser extent the Iranians, are trying to rein havoc and are being successful. The Chinese are getting exactly what they want out of the release of the virus, the chaos in the world created by that, the lack of really good leadership. They know the people who don't like us and want us not to succeed, they know exactly what they're doing. That's what I think is going on, Uri.
Okay, and obviously the elections and the new administration, I don't think that's going to help much. The virus is around. We have to be vaccinated. We have to continue wearing masks until this thing totally ebbs away and disappears.
Yep.
And
yep.
That's going to take a long time.
It's going to take, well, it is. It has to be. It's an adjustment, that's for sure. Talking about Uri Geller's predictions, some of them, we'll have more of them next week here on Your Hidden Power. Go to Uri's website, urigeller.com, U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R, urigeller.com. Doug Steffen here with a reminder about how you can help yourself in the weight loss department. Very easily, go to toploss.com and experiment. I've been telling this story for a long time. And people say, well, how do you come up with new stories every time you tell the story? It's different. Well, it is and it isn't. I'm talking about different people sometimes in their experience. You can find those descriptions of the people who've had success using Calitrin by going to toploss.com, finding out what Calitrin is, looking at the results people have had. I have had a lot of this input on programs that I do. Calitrin is, after all, America's number one way to lose weight and keep it off. So can you use it in combination with other weight loss programs? Yeah. Do you want to spend the money to stay on some of these expensive programs Or do you want to just use them to lose the weight quickly and then use Calitrin to keep the weight off? That may be a good way. I mean, there are all kinds of combinations. You got to find your own way. But you do have 45 days once you buy the product to satisfy yourself that it is the non-toxic way to keep the weight off. That's what's important. Go to toploss.com. See how the program can be right for you. There are all kinds of daily deals, weekly deals. If you use the DJV code when you're checking out, you'll not have to pay for shipping, and you get the best deals around. Usually 2 for $1, and that's cool. Toploss.com. See how you can benefit from this fabulous, scientifically proven combination put together by a doctor and three of his nurses. It's been around for 23, 24 years. Man, are they, it's just fabulous. All the things that are in there. Read the stories. Convince yourself. Don't let me convince you. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV when you check out.
KFC's Colonel Sanders here. We all love sitting down to a home-cooked meal with family, but there's rarely enough hours in the day to do the cooking. So let me do the cooking for you. Well, not me personally, that's just a turn of phrase. Your KFC will do the actual cooking. The point is, let someone else do the home cooking for you. Come to KFC and pick up a $20 fill-up. That's 8 pieces of chicken or 12 tenders and all the fixings to feed your family. Order ahead or use contactless delivery at KFC.com. Limited time only at participating locations only. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra. Delivery service and additional fees apply.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Whether class is in school, at home, or a little bit of both, school goes on.
So Staples has everything your student needs at amazing prices. From notebooks to sanitizer, pencils to lap desks.
And this week, Staples Marbleized Comp Books, One Subject Notebooks, and Elmer School Glue are only 75 cents each.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside.
Restock for school and save big right now at Staples.
Ends 1/23/21 while supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
Mary O'Malley is here from PsychicScout.com. I guess Happy New Year. Did I wish you a Happy New Year last week? I think I did, but I'm trying to...
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I think we can keep... Isn't that part of sort of what motivates people to come to you, or psychics in general, but you in particular at PsychicScout.com, that people want an adjustment? There are all kinds of anniversaries during the year, you know, people's birthday, maybe the beginning of a season, it's the beginning of summer, the... I don't know, there are benchmarks, kind of, where people think, you know what, I got to get my act together. I'm not happy, I'm confused, things are not happening well, I don't feel well, you know, it's all, and I don't feel well psychologically. How much of the, and I use this term advisedly, Mary, the game that you have, when you're on your game, where you are a psychic, so it's, that's why your website is Psychic Scout. But, you know, in terms of what you use, it's not always the same tool, is it? It's not always the same being. I was talking earlier in the program to someone who really is good at getting people to be conscious, and that's a, you know, kind of a, there's so many distractions, that's what I said. There's so much garbage around that people seem to want to believe in. You know, they don't like this politician, they watch this news show, they listen to all this clutter. And they've made a mess of their mind. And, you know, that's, you know, it's almost like, don't you want to just slap people around who come to you? You know, I mean, not literally, but figuratively. Come on, wake up, you. And that's what it is. It's a wake-up call. All right, anyway.
Yeah.
That's sort of a question.
Yeah, you know, that's a tough question. You know, everybody's different, and everybody has their reactions to things, and you know, lately they've been seem to burrowing into their beliefs and.
But are they really their beliefs, or is there a convenience factor? Well, everybody else says blah 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 blah. So how much are we involved in the gang mentality, and how much of that do you have to work on to get people to focus on themselves rather than what everybody else says or thinks?
Yeah, you know, I try to shift them back into what they have control over, what's right in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when it gets into politics and beliefs and stuff like that, psychically, my guides are just like, whatever.
Really? What does that mean?
So we don't do a lot of that.
No.
It's more about the person themselves, and if they're focused on something that's distracting them from taking care of something that needs to be taken care of for themselves.
What would be an example of that, Mayor? What's an example of that?
I have to do kind of a general example. I don't want to.
Okay.
You know, I have a client who's focused on something in her life, and mostly it's because, you know, she's working at home. She's at home alone. She's bored. She's frustrated with work. So this other thing is sort of like
so that describes half of the people who are listening to us right now. This
yeah,
is not,
exactly.
That's why I asked you for an example, because what you just described is that's half of the people in the universe at the moment.
Right.
Bored, frustrated,
right.
Scared, don't like what they're doing, yada, yada, yada. Don't like the person they're with. Look at all the divorces that are taking place.
Yeah, it's one of the... It's like in any relationship, do you travel well together? You know, do you hunker down well together? You know,
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of especially right now. I think people had a weird expectation that 2021 was going to be so different right from the beginning,
mm-hmm.
and there was a lot of hope in that. There was a
I
lot
think
of
that was the,
that
was partially my. People that listen to this program, I've been saying that because I say thoughts are things, so let's think that this year is going to be different, and maybe there are more people, that's why I'm saying what I did, more people are invested in scaring you and upsetting you because it's good
yeah.
for them in terms of control and that kind of stuff. So that's a tough job.
Yeah, and the reality is things are worse. You know, at this very moment.
Well, as far as the virus is concerned, as far as politics are concerned, yep. How about your life, though, the individual life? Why are we letting ourselves be influenced by all this outside media, all this outside, you know, disturbance? That isn't...
Well, we've had nearly a year of, you know, looking at our life from the inside out. And you know, there's just a lot of fatigue around that at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking for something to focus on that takes us out of our moment. It's very difficult right now for everybody, you know, in one way or another. And
so people come to see you. What do you offer them? People go online to psychicscout.com. They want to have mm-hmm. a time with Mary for an hour or so. What are you going to give them?
Whatever they need. You know, my guides always ask what's important to them and then kind of, you know, work with them and guide around. So, and my guides are pretty good at zeroing in on what's really going on in their heart and soul.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll tell me to ask questions, certain questions, you know.
Heart
and
soul. Wow. Well, there's a great combo right there. Heart and soul. There's a song there somewhere. All right. So let's make the new year happy. There are a lot of interesting things going on at Mary's website. You might want to take advantage of the prayers that she offers, the group sessions that she leads. It's all there for you to ascertain and discern at psychicscout.com. Mary O'Malley here on Your Hidden Power.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
At 53 past the hour on Your Hidden Power, this is Laura Banks' turn to shine. Laura is an accomplished actress, an astrologer. She's got all kinds of interests in her life and expertise, but she's here because I like her focusing on the astrological implications of what's going on. Certainly the new moon this week is something to deal with. And in what way? Are we looking for this to be the opening, the door opens now to a brave new world?
Well, Doug, thank you. And it's wonderful to be here. Clearly, new moons are always a chance for people to start fresh, for us as a country to start fresh. It's a time of recycling energy. You know, as each phase of that moon unfolds, we have different opportunities. In fact, what phase of the moon you're born into will affect your personality.
Okay, right. So because everybody's got three aspects, at least, of their chart, where the sun comes in, that's the birth chart, the birth state, the birth month, and then there's the moon and where that comes in. So and I've been told by people that it may be the moon is more important to your chart than the sun. Is that true for many?
I just was reading about this. The sun really is your potential. Right. What's my sun sign? It's Gemini. Well, that's who you could become. Your moon is really sort of who you already are, which I thought was a very, very interesting take. And I got to say, my biggest takeaway as far as this week, what I was reading about was that there's a whole phenomena where we're rediscovering the ancient art of astrology, and they're translating texts from thousands of years ago for the first time. And what they're discovering is that we are that the ancient text, the traditional astrology that started mathematics, that started geometry, that started astronomy, were the astrologers, and they believe we're very fated, Doug. And I've always said that as well. People don't want to hear that. People don't want to hear that. But I've always thought it was true, and now I'm getting backup from these legendary writings. It means that we really kind of already preset on what's going to happen to us. It's fate. Mm-hmm. We are fated.
Is that for all of us, or is that a collective or an individual?
It's micro, macro, countries, people. It's all on a cog of a wheel. I can tell you in the year 2324 exactly to what degree Jupiter is going to be in orbit in the sky. And we're coincidence. We're random. You know, the whole science behind astrology could be debated, and that's what I've been really focusing on right now, is looking at that.
You have been.
And yeah.
You go ahead.
Yeah, well, they can absolutely say for sure now that the season you're born into, they have made a connection to personalities, and that more schizophrenics and manic depressives are born in January, February, March. Unfortunately, I was born in March. So.
Well, there you go. What about people born in the fall?
Yeah, what
we just talked about.
Warm, magnanimous. Summer, fall people are a little more warm, magnanimous, have a rather easier go of it. But if you want to just look at this week, let's just track back quickly to that. Okay. We're in Capricorn, so we're all building. We're getting responsible. We're going into the new year. Capricorn right now is no accident. That's the builder. Everyone's got to be focused on their money, on their lives, on their relationships, and they got to keep their nose to the grindstone. Mercury's in Aquarius, so we should be having some really cool forward-thinking ideas around vaccines, around ingenious ways to work from bed, which I read an article about was an okay thing to do, and I thought, good, because I work from bed all the time. Venus
really?
And Capricorn. Yeah, Doug, you know, you could be building love right now. Oh, it's wonderful. Well, that does sound like I'm something I'm not. But, you know, I mean, opening up a book and working on a computer from the bed. Many people are doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Venus and Capricorn, you could literally build love right now. You could build, like if you're looking into having a relationship and expressing yourself, you could go online and really build a strong profile, be very, very clear for who you're looking for and manifest it with Venus and Capricorn. And Mars and Taurus, so a lot of Earth is grounding us, thank goodness. It's going to get us through this hard time. There's not. If it was too much fire, I'd be worried we're all going to explode somewhere in D.C., but we're not. We're going to be okay.
Nah, that's good.
No, it's not going to happen.
It was much worse during the Depression and after the impact of World War II. I mean, this is a trifle, but the news media makes it. And that's an interesting aspect. What can you see about the influence where people make their minds up on things? Where does the information come from, and how impactful is that going to be moving forward? That is public info, public domain.
What do you mean by that, Doug? I want to make sure.
I mean, the question comes on how we get our information and how twisted it is at the moment. Does that change?
It's all twisted. It's not going to change. It's all over the place. You know, when it bleeds, it leads, right? That's the truth. All of the media is going to give us the bad, no matter what. And it's all a matter of finding a comfy, cozy place to live your life from and feel really good about yourself and the people around you. And that will energetically feed everything else going on. You've got to stay centric on yourself right now. Put the mask on yourself first.
The Aquarians are going to be the focus next time we talk as we're moving into the month of Aquarius. Laura Banks here on Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.